Раз, два, послепите, мама, папа, прости, я сошла с ума.
Раз, два, послепите, мама, папа, прости, я сошла с ума.
People come butt ass naked.
Hey dude, go get me another beer.
I'm good, dude. I can last the 30 minutes with this.
No, bitch, I'm talking about me. Go get me one.
Oh, my bad, Mr. King of the fucking world. Then we'll get you one.
Alright, hurry up, bitch, asshole. Hey, fuck you.
Can I get started?
I'll turn on the fucking low modification light on sexy. Sexy. Oh, by the way, this is Anaheim Nights and I'm Goober.
And I'm Gooch, and we approve this message.
Say you're Gooch, because I feel like people don't know that you're Gooch.
I said I'm Gooch.
All right, and I'm Goober.
I'm Gooch.
Okay, before you fucking...
I'm Gooch.
All right, we got it. Before you fucking came to pick me up, dude...
You're
fucking,
welcome.
All right, thank you. Sorry. I wanted one of those. All right, cool. Before you came to pick me up... So everybody disliked our episode Welcome Back because, sadly, you know, our friend... Mr. Poppin' Fresh, but before he put on his fucking wall, like he said, he's like, every time someone tells me I can't, I just turn around and say I can. So
I can do it 10 times better. No?
Yeah, or some shit like that. So I fucking went on and be like, you can't, and big ass bull lit and like, suck a dick. Now get to it, dude. I swear to God, instantly when I put that shit, I got like 5 or 6 fucking likes right away. He fucking replies. He's like, man, it's talking about something that I would want to do. I'm like, well, I heard you're fucking down.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry,
I put him on blast, but
dude, it's just come on, man. We all get made fun of here in a while. Except Bianca, she gets mad.
Yeah.
She likes to make fun of people, but if we make fun of her, she gets mad.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious, man. It's a dick.
I'll do it ten times
better.
Man, now that you're telling me that I shouldn't fucking say it, now I feel bad. Oh, well, it's already recorded.
Yeah, it's done. It's already done.
I'm sorry, Poppin' Fresh.
So, it's our producer.
Yeah.
So I get in today and he's like,
yeah, in the background.
I'm like, oh, well, you know, you got some, got any, like, little, you know, any topics you should talk about or something like that? He's like, yeah, man, I got surprised. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go use the restroom and I'll be right back. Let me see what's up.
And I thought it was going to be like some dope-ass fucking subject.
Yeah, he was hiding it like a fucking government agent. Nope, don't look. There's nothing behind my back. And I'm like, okay, I guess I can take a surprise, I guess. So, anyways, I go and I come back. And I come back and everybody's just like normal. And I'm like... Why is everybody not, like, so excited after he presented his big, like, you know, shit that he's hiding? And I look around, and I see this plastic bag, and there's a plastic bag of cotton candy. And I'm like, okay, is that what you're talking about, dude? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, how is that, like, exciting or anything? He's like, it's cotton candy.
It's not quite cotton, and it's not quite candy.
But it's both. And so I guess we can talk about cotton candy for a little while.
We just did for about 2 minutes.
No way.
So that at least gave us a segment. Let's talk about cotton. You don't fucking have to eat it, dude. It looks like it's been like
You know,
sitting in his back pocket.
I'm not a huge fan of
And it's like
candy.
Blue, so it looks like fucking lint.
It looks like lint. That's true. It does look like a big ball of lint. But it's very sugary, so it's not so bad. You know? But, you know, it's,
No, I don't know where I got it.
It's not
it
so bad. Okay, where'd you get it from?
I got it from one of those church fairs.
Sweet
Bonnet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, church fairs. Ooh, Jesus.
I hope the microphone picked you guys up. I hope the microphone picked you guys up.
Yeah, who cares? Who knows?
Who cares?
I know, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, man, so.
Jerk!
So, you know, like, last week we were talking about, like, all, like, drunk texts and, like, shit like that?
Yeah.
So, on my way to pick you up, I'm sober texting. And I guess I'm worse at sober texting. I don't know what the fuck is up with me. But I text this chick, and I'm like, oh, you know, what are you up to tonight? And she's like, oh, you know, nothing special. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, well, we might go to, and then what I meant to say is, we might go to DTF, meaning downtown Fullerton, which is our local little bar area, right? So we might go to downtown Fullerton. But my phone autocorrected and said, we might go to STD tonight.
Oh, shit, dude.
And so.
And how did you play that shit off?
Okay, so as soon as I said it, I realized the mistake. And I put DTF star like 10 times. Like,
so,
direction.
So think about what you just texted. Are you down to STD DTF? So come on, man. I think you dug yourself a little bit deeper on that
Thank
one.
Thank you. Well, anyway, she says STD, LOL. Do you use this word often? I was like, oh, she called me out on it. So I didn't know what to do, so I was just like, no, you know, the phone and blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was
so
nice.
So technically you're worse at fucking being sober being a drunk. You're more you're a better, more functional drunk than you are being a sober fucking person.
Aw, man, come on.
Can the producer weigh in on this one a little bit?
Oh, go for it, man.
No, right, no. So,
from my long experience of knowing the Gooch, he is a better drunk whatever than being a sober one. His best record is he's a better drunk driver than he is a sober one. Just look at his accident ratio.
I mean, dude, you fucking outdrank us and you've driven us home. How the fuck is that possible, dude? I mean, yeah, the whole fucking time you're taking up all four fucking lanes and
shit. Shut up, all four. No.
And but like
I swerve here and there, but I can drive. But no, I disagree with the producer and you, and I don't think I'm a better drunk everything than sober.
Well,
I think sometimes I just get, you know, like special powers, and it just, you know, grants me the way.
Stage one, smart.
Yes. Pretty much, that's what it is. And it's mostly confidence. Mostly confidence.
Confidence? Because you're fucking drunk, dude. What more confidence do you need but alcohol,
it's
man?
Liquid courage.
You're already fucking told all our listeners, which is like 16 off our fucking...
16.
off our fucking...
High five, dude. That's that's an improvement from last week. 15.
from our Facebook page fucking for the show, now we're up to 16 fans. We're so making it in this industry. We're so gonna grow.
We're gonna
so
be famous. I know.
Oh man.
I'd love to work in a real radio station.
Sure. That'd be dope, man. If we could ever stop cursing and drinking while we're doing the show, we're never gonna make it.
No. Anyways, let's kick it to the Batcave. Which, yeah. By the way,
looks like a Batcave now.
Yeah. Well, because one of the lights broke last week. Because I don't know if y'all remember last week's podcast, but we were throwing a big old party. I don't know what happened. But something happened, and then something else happened, and then the lights went out. And then now we have, like, functional. So now we're just running off the loan modification, which is obviously one of those neon lights, which doesn't, like, light up the whole place, only, like, this little small area.
And the glow of the fucking three fucking screens on the desk.
Yes, that's about it. But yeah. And the glow of my skin. But other than that...
No, well, you know, we fucking, prior to the show, we had a fucking... fucking argument over what the fuck you're gonna wear tonight. Like, come on, man.
Fuck you.
Pick a shirt.
I just wanted to look, you know, decent. I did pick a shirt. Thank you to everybody that helped me out. Special thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you to God. And that's it.
Well, no. You gotta be such a sarcastic asshole, dude.
So anyways, We have a Batmobile now.
Oh, yes.
We have a Batmobile.
And that's true because it's all black.
Yeah. So, well, the backstory is that, like...
I'm not your fucking Robin. Fuck that.
You mean my little Robin.
Fuck you. I thought you were the little spoon.
Oh, that's for me and Tony, man. That's fucking San Francisco shit, man. Producer. My bad.
I'm not supposed to say the name of our affiliates.
I know. No, that's its own backstory. We recorded that. Remember that? We recorded. We had this little bit. And I guess, well, yeah, you know what? I'll talk about it next show. We'll talk about it next show. So, anyways.
Well, the fucking video's up. I haven't put it up yet.
Yeah, we have put up the video. No, so anyways, my dad, there's some people that, like, had owed him some money. Were like, oh, you know, we have this car. You know, we'll pay you with this. You know, he's like, okay, sure, I'll take it. It's a little bit newer than what I have right now. So he takes it, and this is, like, this black Lincoln, right? And it's just, like, you know, Lincoln is supposed to be nice, luxurious cars. But the car is lowered. The car has rims. The car has fucking exhaust. And the windows are tinted. So it's fucking hilarious because it looks gangster and shit. It's a beast. That's what it is. So a friend of ours called it the Batmobile, and so that's what we're going to call it now. It's, you know, part of the Batcave, so it's the Batmobile.
Well, all right, man. I know that I always do the news segment, and I got some good shit that I definitely know that you're going to fucking not be cool with, but hey.
All right, let's check it out. Let's
it's
check
two
it out.
Fucking things that you hate, but I'll do this one.
You want some cotton candy, by the way?
No, I'm cool, dude.
All right, I'm going to eat it all. All
right, I don't care, dude.
I'm going to sugar high.
It looks like lint.
At the end of the show, I'm just going to be go crazy because I'm going to get so high on sugar. Right.
Are you being stage one right now?
No, I'm just letting you know because I'm going to eat the whole bag because if you're not going to share with me.
I don't want it.
I can't stop myself.
I don't want it. Okay, dude, let me just get to the news. This is the headline. It's called Women Arrested for MacBook Theft. Now, in my opinion, when you read this headline, you would think, well, these bitches got caught stealing from a motherfucking Apple store, or they're just some dumb broads.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, well, now let me read you what happened. All
right.
Okay, in South Glendale, two San Diego women were arrested Sunday on suspicion of stealing a laptop from a man who allegedly refused to pay one of them for a sexual favor at a local motel. Now, I'm not going to say their names, but one of them is 21 and the other one's 19. No, come on, man.
Okay.
And they were taken into custody Sunday afternoon in connection with a burglary and grand fucking theft. After police found the $2,800 MacBook. Jesus, that must have been a nice one.
Was
In a Freeman's pink suitcase. I don't know why we needed to know the brand of the briefcase, but hey, fuck it, whatever. The pair had been staying at the Glen Capri Inn, where police say that it's fucking known, and they often contact parolees and gang members there. So you already know that this motel is a fucking bad motel. They're soliciting sex. There's fucking gang members and parolees. I mean, damn, we can't fucking defame you anymore. A man who had been staying at the motel for a month notified the police that his laptop had been stolen from his room while he was at church, according to police reports.
At church.
And these chicks were caught at Glendale Metrolink and Amtrak station when they were trying to fucking, you know, pawn his shit for tickets to San Diego.
So they didn't have the fucking MacBook.
Yeah, and they had to have.
They just stole that shit.
Yeah.
Did they put out? That's what I want to know. Did they put out?
Well, yeah, they put out because he didn't pay them for what they did.
Oh, nice, even better.
But no, the funny part is that he fucking decided to call the cops and tell them. So I bought
a couple of prostitutes,
and I decided not to pay them, and then they fucking jacked me.
So arrest them.
They stole my laptop while I was at church. Prostitutes stole my laptop while I was at church.
I was at church praying because I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have bought some prostitutes for that expensive.
And that's why I didn't pay them. I went to confess and said, I can't believe I brought prostitutes last night, but it just felt so good that it was just too good of a sin. Arrest them, please, officer. But now that we're talking about church, check this out. This is the next headline.
No,
I know this one that you'll argue with me about. I know you'll argue with me about.
Right,
I already know.
Let's do it.
Because it has to do with church.
Yay.
This is the headline. A Russian church says, ditch beer, get books at nightclubs.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here we go. In Moscow, Russian revelers can now swap vodka for dancing with tea at reading at new spiritual nightclubs being set up by Orthodox churches. In latest suggestion by the increasingly powerful church youth, will be able to have, I'm quoting, have the opportunity for serious dialogue, reading, and unhurried conversation so they can have a cup of tea, said Archpriest Chaplin. This is another quote from Chaplin. This nightclub does not have the, it's not a place for debauchery, boozing, and drug addiction. Who added that at the Church of Inspired Clubs will be open till 5 a.m. like most fucking other clubs. So they're it's Jesus Club.
I don't get it. Why don't they have their fucking Bible camp? Or why don't the fuck they have their fucking, book studying session? Or what do you call it? Those book fucking clubs. I don't give two shits. A nightclub obviously is completely different. If you're not into that whole scene, then don't fucking go to the place.
But yeah, man. So they want to trade in fucking nightclubs where we can have awesome beer. Not the greatest, but it's all right.
Fuck you.
It's not. It's just not great.
No. I bought the beer, invited you over, fed you, dined you, bathed you, and now you're calling the beer not that great.
Alright.
Fuck you, Goober.
Okay. You're fucking saying all this shit, but then when I say that you're my heterosexual life mate, you get butthurt.
I don't get butthurt. I just thought it was kind of odd.
Oh, so, but now you like it. After 11 episodes, number 12, now you fucking enjoy it. Because you're Little Spoon.
Little Spoon is with me and the producer. I don't know why I have to be Little Spoon with you again.
Again? Why I have to be Little Spoon with you again?
No, it's done.
All right, this is my last headline. Because I thought this was, I think in my opinion, this was the fucking funniest one.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, this one's called, Not a Ghost, It's Just a Naked Guy.
What?
That's the headline.
I love it already.
All right, teens who thought they heard a ghost in their San Francisco home. Hey, I'm pretty sure you remember San Francisco, Little Spoon.
Fuck you.
A San Francisco Saturday night. Instead, they found a man masturbating in their bedroom. Two girls, one was 14, one was 17, and a little boy, he was 7, well, he's not a little boy, he's 17 years old. He got, you know, hairs in his business. And it was about 9:35 at night on a Saturday when they were just chilling and they heard noise upstairs. The teens thought that it was a ghost. And when they rushed upstairs and they realized that their bedroom door was closed, so they opened it and they all noticed this man just sitting there. Naked, on their bed, beating the fuck off.
Did he beat in their face?
No, dude. So they ran. So they see this dude just fucking beating off on their bed. They ran downstairs, called the cops. This fool didn't think to run. He just fucking went. Fucking, let me finish. I already got caught.
He's like, I'm almost done.
So the cops get there, and they arrest him, and so his name, so they arrest the man. He was identified as Tyrell Brown. He's 28 years old. They found him hiding inside the closet. He went really far.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for lewd conduct, burglary, and possession of marijuana. What about beating off in front of three kids? Why didn't that? Why isn't
three
that,
minors? Yeah. Why is that not in there?
I don't know, man.
No, that's not important. That's not important. That shit happens all the time.
He had marijuana. Let's arrest him for that.
Marijuana?
But beating off in front of three little kids, you know, that shit's cool. Let's fucking not arrest him for that. Come on, man. He fucking beat off in front of three little kids. And his best shit. Hiding spot was the closet.
The closet. This man was obviously an idiot. He should have at least left the way he came in. And then, you know, whatever, taken off or something. But he's like, oh, no. I gotta go to the closet. Let me go finish in there. That's awesome. They'll never find me. Oh, man. That's some funny shit.
That is
some funny. I don't know where you get these fucking headlines, man. Because some people are some stupid shit. One of my favorite headlines was back in the day. I don't know if I was reading off. But it was Our Lord Jesus Christ hit by a car. And I was like, oh, shit. I gotta read this. So anyways, like, I click on the link, I start reading into it, and I guess there's this guy in, like, some East State, like, you know, like, New York or Maine or, you know, Virginia, I don't know, somewhere out there. Anyways, I guess this fucker was, like, crossing the street, and he gets hit by a fucking car, like, flies over the top, you know what I'm saying? He just flies over, And I guess, you know, the paramedics took him, you know, whatever. They check his license for his name to get an identification, and his name is Our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why the headline was Our Lord Jesus Christ gets hit by a car, and I was laughing my ass off because I was thinking, you know, something else, you know, I was thinking something completely different. And this fucker is this, you know, his name is just Our Lord Jesus Christ, and, you know, it's just hilarious how he got hit by a car.
That's just funny, dude.
You know, God, it's just so funny how, like, football players are like, yeah, I thank you, God, for letting me make this touchdown. But this guy's name is Our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's like, bam, ran over by a car.
That's just fucking funny, dude.
Oh, Christ, that was hilarious.
So, I know you know what Craigslist is.
Yeah.
And I know you know what Miss Connections is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I went on there, and I just plucked a couple misconnections just so people can see how fucked up and horned up dudes are and how low they want to go. So I'm just going to
read. Is there one of my posts?
I don't know, man. It didn't say Gooch.
Okay, good, good. Anyways, continue.
And there wasn't none of mine because it didn't say Chunky Lover 69.
Nice.
I'm just going to read you a couple of these just so you can see how fucked up dudes are, man. I'm a guy. We were in a sauna playing with our cocks. On a Thursday, we got interrupted. Would be hot to try it again, but very discreetly, because I have a GF. If you read this, let me know.
What?
Here's another one.
I love how you, at the end, you just turn to me and go, I have a GF, and you wink at me. What the fuck is that supposed to mean, dude?
They don't
see that, but I see that.
I'm acting it out.
You're creeping me out.
Well, don't be so homophobic.
No, but you're creeping me out.
Well, go sit in the corner. I'll do the show by myself.
Fuck you. No.
Producer, come take his chair.
That was a little odd. You just winked at me. You were like, let's try it out.
No, dude, they get fucking horrible.
Okay.
I would love for anyone to tell me how to get in contact with Miranda. She works at Floyd's in Burbank. I went, had my hair cut by her today. Oh, and I think she's fucking amazing. I'm saying it because they have it in all caps. She's a really cool girl, and she's fucking gorgeous. Does anyone know where I can get in contact with her? Come on, Miranda. If you read this, let me know. We talked about being detained in London, my acting career. I asked if you stayed up to watch the royal wedding, and you said, I'm not that kind of girl, which easily makes my mind kind of think that you're my kind of girl. Maybe that will make you remember who I am. No.
No, she's
never gonna fucking remember.
Let me tell this guy. He wants to know how he can get in contact her. Where the fuck he met her? Where the fuck?
Go back to Floyd's.
Yeah,
where she cut your fucking hair.
Get her the fucking haircut, and talk to this girl. Jesus, you fucking man. Idiot.
Nah, dude, they get pretty bad.
I want to hear what's next. This is hilarious.
All right, you drive every day. After shopping at the Coffee Bean or Starbucks, I'm not sure which one. It already sounds like a fucking stalker. And then you turn on Jefferson. I see you pretty often, and I just think you're so yummy.
Oh, shit.
I hope you read this. Write back to me.
Because I want to fucking stalk you some more and then kill you and chop you up into little pieces. Oh my God, man. These people. Do they really expect a fucking response? Like, honestly.
Dude, check this one out. You were shopping for fresh fruit.
Okay.
I was enthralled by your beauty.
And your fruit.
Too shy to approach you. Hope you're enjoying those bananas.
Oh!
Dude!
And it's so vague! And it's so vague! You're gonna be like anywhere in any supermarket ever in the whole US.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? No, she don't remember you. Creepy ass staring at her at fucking Ralph's. She don't remember you, dog.
She's like, whoa. I felt these, like, eyes watching me, but I felt like they weren't that bad. Like maybe they're a little sensual. So when I looked, I saw this guy creeping me the fuck out, and then I didn't think much of it. But now that I read this article, sounds tasty. I love my bananas. Right? Like, what the fuck? Who's like, you know, what the hell does this guy think? Right.
This is the last one.
Oh, my God.
This is the last one. This is, like, the best one because it almost doesn't make sense.
I love to hear.
All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Please don't interrupt me. Please don't make me laugh.
Okay.
You were inside ordering. You ordered 6 tacos. You paid with your EBT. You had a Foot Locker bag in your hand. No, he didn't even say hand. He said had. There were men's shoes in your bed. How the fuck do you know? Inside must have been your baby's daddy's shoes. What the fuck? You had two rings on your finger. Yo, no, you had a two-ring finger that said Tay-Tay. I hope that was your baby's name. I hope you have a daughter so that we can have a son. You had a lip and Monroe piercing, both on the same side. You had three bamboo earrings, two in one ear. You had a Hello Kitty sleeve, and you were wearing two religion jeans and a wife beater. And blue Melissa's, you light-skinned with black hair. You had braids with multicolored rainbow beads. I hope you're straight. Please hit me back.
I hope you're straight. Oh, shit.
I just want to say this. How long did he fucking stare at this chick, dude?
For like 2 hours?
He fucking knew everything she had on descriptively, dude.
You got a little booger in your left nostril, but then it flared off after like a couple of minutes. I think you might have breathed hard and it might have like flown away.
After you ate your first taco, you picked your nose, you flicked the booger, you know.
It was gone, no big deal. But I noticed the whole thing because I care.
How bad are dudes?
Oh my god. Yeah, this guy was fucking staring for a while, man. I love how he's like, rainbow beads. I hope you're not gay. You know, like, he automatically made the association between. Oh man. Fuck that noise. That guy is an idiot.
Yeah.
These are hilarious, though, by the way. These are just.
I'll pick out more of them. I'm glad that you liked it. I thought it was something new.
I do like it. Let's bring another segment in of that, you know?
Yeah, man.
Well, that was fucking hilarious.
Let's close out the show, man.
Oh, yeah, I gotta take a piss.
Alright, well, go take a piss. I'll close it up.
Fuck you. You think you're more important than me? That you're the star of the show?
I am the talent.
Hey, one of you is replaceable. I'll let you two figure it out.
That's fucked up. Alright. I'm Gooch, by the way.
And I'm Goober. And you can catch us at facebook.com/IamGoober. facebook.com/GoochaMcD. The show actually has its own page. Please get us to more fans so that we can actually have our own thing going on.
We have our own Facebook page. What is it? facebook.com/
Anaheim Knights.
Anaheim Knights. Nice, yeah.
We have our
with
own.
With a K.
With a K. Yes, with a K. Also, the YouTube channel has been changed. It's no longer just with an N. It has a K to it, too. So it's, you know, YouTube.com/ Anaheim Knights with the K, and the other one is YouTube.com/
Goobler's Vlog.
Yeah. And so you can catch us there and just go have a laugh on us. Rate us, review us, thumbs up, whatever. And if you don't like us, hey, it's cool, man. You're still listening to the show. So.
Hey, I'm putting out a couple of student films. You know, we'll see how they come out. Hopefully, they come out good. So if they come out good, you know, check them out. If they're not good, then go fuck yourself.
And also a new thing that we're going to probably do, we're going to do Salvia trips. The cast and crew of Anaheim Knights will have their own Salvia trip on actual YouTube.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the car on the way here.
You'll see the vlog. So you can see the argument that we had. So check that out coming soon, hopefully. Well, I'm Goober.
And I'm Gooch.
We approve this message. Drive safely. Drink, but do not drive.
Unless you're me.
Yes, then, you know, he's always...
You need to be drunk to do anything right.
The designated drinker. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight. Woo!
Finally, dude, it's over. I gotta take a fucking leak, man. Alright.
Alright, cool, man. Yes.
Alright, he's gone. Now we can start the real podcast.
Alright, this is Anaheim Knights with Goober and the producer.
Yeah, buddies.
Another one to rest in the valley and my shadows open up. Bury all my expectations for a semi-normal lover. With it burning in my palm, massaging into my blood, I try to fight away my urges. It's only gonna rope you up, girl. Hear me, I know my capabilities are breaking in. The only thing that saves you from your feelings is trust. Believe the angel on your shoulder when she comes, cause your devil's so familiar, and mine'll leave you flustered like
You count your tears like experience, and me, just another sunken dream, trying to deal with it calmly, reacting every situation since you called me, and dunking in my palms, thinking she don't honestly want this, and it's obvious, yeah, this all sets it off, hypnotizing both of us into agreeing with the odds, and in the dark, I got a chance to fight it off, and said I sleep with a cancer one and the same damn path I chose to walk on. She said it took her all my life, she's steady looking at me like she caught a glimpse of something. I'm not your paradise girl, you're written in me, it's better to save your wishes for the moment after saving away. You should've never even asked. She said it took her all my life, she's steady looking at me like she caught a glimpse of something. I'm not your paradise girl, you're written in me, it's better to save your wishes for the moment after saving away. I should've never even showed you.